Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. I am Father Clint Hancamp, coming to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the second week in Ordinary Time, January 21st, 2026. Today's Gospel passage comes from the Gospel of Mark, where he writes, "Then he said to the Pharisees, 'It is unlawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it.' But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was restored." There are rare moments in the Gospels when we are told explicitly what Jesus feels. Today's passage gives us two of those emotions, anger and grief, held together in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Both are directed towards one thing, the hardness of human hearts in the face of suffering. Jesus poses a simple question to the Pharisees: "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than evil, to save life rather than destroy it?" It is a question no sincere heart should struggle to answer. Yet the Pharisees remain silent, not because they do not know the truth, but because they do not want it. Their silence is a refusal of compassion. Their legalism blinds them to love. There's a particular kind of sin that doesn't shout or act violently. It simply refuses to move towards the good. It is paralysis masking as piety. The Gospel tells us Jesus looked around at them with anger. This is not the violent anger that springs from ego, pride, or fear. It is the pure, steady anger that arises from perfect love when love is resisted. Jesus is angry because goodness is being thwarted. He is angry for the sake of the suffering man. He is angry because hardened hearts prevent the coming of God's mercy. Righteous anger is always in defense of love. It is the flame that burns against anything that harms the beloved. Yet anger alone does not describe him. Mark notes that Jesus is also grieved at their hardness of heart. Grief reveals the tenderness of God, while anger names what is wrong, grief names what has been lost. Lost compassion, lost obedience, lost freedom, lost intimacy with God. Christ's grief shows us that God's justice is never separated from His mercy. Even when confronted with stubborn opposition, Jesus does not hate those who resist him. He mourns for them. Despite the Pharisees' hardness, Jesus still heals. "Stretch out your hand." The man obeys, and wholeness returns. The hostility of others cannot stop the mercy of God. Human refusal does not limit divine generosity. Even in contested spaces, God acts. Every one of us has places where our hearts grow stiff, where habit replaces charity, where fear replaces openness, where judgment replaces compassion. Christ stands before us today with the same look, a gaze of righteous anger at the sin that binds us, and a gaze of holy grief at the ways we close ourselves to grace. But his final word is not condemnation, it is invitation. Stretch out your hand. Stretch out whatever part of you has withered, prayer that has dried up, forgiveness that has stalled, courage that has weakened, charity that has grown cold. Let him restore you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you look upon my heart with both justice and mercy. Where I am hardened, soften me. Where I resist goodness, change me. Where I am withered, heal me. May your righteous anger cleanse me of sin, and your holy grief draw me back to love. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and perhaps to even invite others to join us here each day in my hermitage, where we reflect over the Word of God for our lives and seek the Lord's goodness. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.